Welcome to the Got Your Six podcast. This podcast brings together current service members and veteran high performers to share their methods, strategies, and ideas delivered in an informative and, most importantly, actionable way that'll help you lead yourself and those around you from the battlefield to the boardroom. Coming to you every episode, I'm your host, Tony Nash, and into the breach.
Nothing mentioned on this podcast is an endorsement or opinion of the Department of Defense.
I got your six, we got your back. Got your six, we got your back. Got your six, we got your back. I got your six.
Sixers, what an unbelievable treat we have today. Not only is our guest the second woman to serve in the 75th Ranger Regiment, content creator, she is just going above and beyond in all walks of life. Sydney Jax, thank you so much for being on the Got Your Six podcast today.
Thank you, Tony.
So you originally started, you know, in Scranton, illustrious basketball career as a communications major. Now you're an AG officer in the Army. How do you see like connection between the two of those?
It's a complete parallel. I grew up playing sports really since I could walk, and I'm the youngest of four. All three of them were college athletes. Two of them are college coaches. So I just grew up watching sports my entire life and understanding athletics, understanding teamwork, understanding competition, understanding how to take a loss, understanding how to celebrate a win, how to play for a coach you don't like, you know, all of those aspects. And it's still to this day, I make sense of the Army, or when I'm confused in the leadership position, I still make sense of everything through basketball. If I wasn't in the Army, I'd probably be coaching basketball, to be honest. So I was recruited to play basketball at the University of Scranton. And I found out on my recruiting trip about the four-year ROTC scholarship. And Scranton's a small Jesuit school. I could not have afforded it on my own.
One of the biggest ROTC programs, like in the East Coast. Yeah, right?
Yeah, fantastic program. I got so lucky playing for an awesome team, a great Division III school where I got to play all 4 years. We had winning records. And then I got to also participate in a fantastic ROTC program that supported me playing basketball. My coach supported me doing ROTC. I could not have done both if it wasn't for both of the support on both sides, especially with it being such a long season. And I just quickly learned, like, it's like the same thing. It's leadership. It's getting gritty. It's being physical. It's knowing the right way to coach or to lead people to do something if they don't really want to do it, dealing with attitudes. It's like, it's all the same stuff. And then especially learning like the staff side of the Army and making sense of what comprises a staff. I just made sense of that through an athletic program, you know, who the AD is with the staff, you know, all of these different things. That's how I described it to my family for a really long time, what my job even was. So to me, it's like, it's a 100% a parallel. And I think it's why I've been successful in the Army is just through playing sports my whole life.
And do you think it's because of the support from like your coaches, your teammates, your fellow cadets is really where you got a good understanding of community?
For sure. I mean, my team, we are super close. You have to be a good team playing basketball. And then our ROTC program, we had phenomenal cadet leadership as well. So I had those two separate communities. And it just made it really easy for me to be myself and figure myself out in those pretty formative years as a college person. So it gave me that confidence when I commissioned actually going into active duty.
I give you a lot of credit too for building your own community around balancing your grit, right? The network for trailblazing Army women, because there's a lot of things that aren't discussed, as you and I have talked about many times. What was it like first kind of stepping out there and putting some content out there around that topic? What really was the, like, the last thing that just kind of held you back and then finally allowed you to just keep putting it out there?
I don't do that well with attention. And I know it probably doesn't come off that way because of running the page, but it's not about me. And I think that probably goes back to the team aspect where it's not about that one person. It's the whole team. It's all five players on the court and everybody on the bench and everybody supporting every single practice. So I understand now what it takes to achieve certain things. And I understand what it takes to deal with a lot of extra noise, some mental distractions, some mental health things that can happen. All of a sudden getting so much attention when you're not doing things for that attention. You're doing things because you want your team to win. And I've never been like the MVP on a team. I never really wanted that role. I'm more of like a playmaker. But I am outside my comfort zone with running actually like a public page and being the face of it. Okay, you know, life is about continuing to push your comfort zone. And I'm in a job right now where I do have some downtime to be able to do this. And I'm like, this isn't about me. This is about these younger women. This is about the freshmen coming up, right? Like, this is about the girls coming out of high school, coming out of college that want what I have. And I want them to have it. I want them to get these things, and I want them to play better than many of us have. Not saying that we haven't played well, but we should keep getting better as a team, and we should keep getting better as we normalize women being integrated into some of these units and cultures. So to me, it's like, okay, I've been the player. Now it's time for me to be a coach. And that's kind of what I do with my page.
What are you saying to yourself for the days where you don't want to show up?
I don't have an option. You have to show up. And that's what makes great players great. Yeah, you know, your body can get tired, but you can't be tired. And it's, again, it's the selflessness. And that's what I have loved about the Army. The ones that are great are very selfless. And you don't have an option. Like for me, I don't have an option. Like if there's a girl that's reaching out to me with some really heavy things that they're going through, it doesn't matter if I'm not feeling up for the conversation with them. It's my responsibility to help them. And that's just kind of my perspective with it.
And then how do you handle that, whether it be, you know, mental, spiritual kind of like weight on you? And I know that's more of a negative term, but you know what I'm saying? Like it does come with having that kind of platform.
I think I just have faith in goodness. Like I just have faith in knowing what it's like to be on a team where you're winning. And I guess because you started this with a basketball thing, now I'm just going to keep connecting. That's how my brain worked. And I have faith in, like, if you've got a bad streak of games, like you can come back from it. You just got to keep going. And I'm pretty spiritual. I think I'm refinding an interest in religion. I'm just a very curious person in general. So I do have faith that there's a reason to be good, that there's a reason to be courageous and to call out poor behavior and to not be scared of the beast, which is, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't like my page because I'm saying things that like nobody really has put on social media before. But I know where my heart is, and I know that my page helps a lot of people. And I know it helps a lot of families also understand what their daughters or their sisters are going through. I've talked to family members, I've talked to mothers that thank me for allowing them to understand the perspective of what their daughters might be going through. Because a lot of times when you're in the fight or when you're in a pretty rough culture or you're taking on a lot of negative stuff, and a lot of these young women, I've noticed it because I went through it myself. I didn't even know how to communicate it. Like I didn't even know how to describe what I was going through. I couldn't even put it into words because I'm so focused on surviving and getting through it. My brain wasn't even thinking or recognizing these things are wrong because I was so in the game. And sometimes it takes that coach to pull you and put you on the bench and talk to you. And that's kind of what this page is, because there's a lot of these young women and women my age too, and women who have gone through it, that like a lot of us don't actually take the time to like put words to what it is. So we're just giving isolated incidents or isolated topics on one post, allowing somebody to think about it or to process it. A lot of us don't process this. We just keep going and we just keep working. And that's where I think a lot of some mental health things start popping up, sometimes in some self-destructive ways. And it just fits the narrative for some people that don't want us to succeed. So I'm just trying to avoid that.
How do you force yourself to take, we'll say, a break or some time to like kind of recharge to go back in? Because it is a constant dialogue that needs to continue to occur. It's not like a one-off.
Yeah, it is. So I've been doing this since August. And it really took me about 3 years to get to the point of even doing this because of that attention and because I didn't want to go back into a mindset that I don't even want to ever be there ever again. And so, yeah, you know, it'd be like write a book or this and that. But I think with this page, I can control gradually my comfort level of how much I share. There's a lot of topics that I haven't shared, and I don't know if I ever will. but at least like I can take my time with the content creation. And sometimes I get in a creative rut, but I know like, Sydney, just chill, like just relax. It'll come to you. You'll get the spark of like a really good idea for a reel or a really good post, because I put a lot of time into it, like picking the perfect song, picking the right creative aspect to it. It's not, they don't seem maybe like that, like I put that much thought into it, but I'm a pretty creative person and like artistic person. So I like to take my time with like just being creative. And sometimes, like I said, sometimes I get in a rut, but I just have faith in myself. I have faith that I'm doing the right thing, and I'll get a spark of creativity. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's what I'm going to do.
Do you have a running note app or like a notebook that you write down ideas as they kind of come to you? Because the more you create,
yeah,
as we've discussed, like it just, you're going to start getting hit with ideas 24/7.
Yeah. So I've got a long list on my phone of things. And then I have a huge white pin board in my hallway with sticky notes, you know, just an idea board. But my phone's got a lot of stuff on there. And like some things I'm like, I have to make this right now. I have got to get this message out. And then there's some things that eventually I'll probably have the courage to post it. And if I don't have that right now, that's okay. The timing will be right when I get that motivation to post it.
When you get in those creative ruts, is it like, hey, I got to kind of turn off and go, you know, you have a basketball court near the house.
Yeah.
What helps you kind of like recenter?
Honestly, with this page, what helps me recenter is the purpose of the page, which is mentoring. And if I'm focusing too much on the posts that are going out, I'm not focusing then on the purpose, which is who am I checking up on today? Who have I not talked to in a while? And I can just send a text and be like, hey, how are you doing? Who in my own shop do I need to talk outside of work and just be like, hey, how's your family doing or something like that? So, I mean, I've talked to a couple people that are like, you got to like turn it off sometimes, but I'm not wired like that. Like I'm not. And I've learned a couple times the hard way of not having that balance of like turning it off sometimes, but I have complete control over this. It's not like I'm working for somebody else. I have complete control of how much I'm in my DMs or posting or looking at other content and trying to get ideas. So I think it's probably about like a 70-30, like 70% of the time I'm mentoring. Like I'm having long conversations or heavy conversations or just listening. Or I mean, there's a lot of men that reach out to that are asking questions or advice on how to handle a situation with one of their soldiers or somebody they're responsible for, or one of their friends or their peers, just asking for advice from somebody that's like pretty approachable, I think. So I think it's 70% of the time I'm actually really doing mentorship work, and then I'll get sparks of creativity from there too.
As you said, with a spark of creativity, like you're a very curious person. What right now kind of has your focus that you're kind of looking more into? Because once you start creating content, especially video content, like you're starting to like understand angles and things like that. Is there, whether it be video, where are you kind of like, oh, this is fascinating, I really want to explore more of this?
Right now I'm trying to figure out a way to, because I'm finding myself doing this more now where I've gotten to build amazing relationships and friendships, like sister friendships that are not inappropriate for rank or anything. It's like legitimately, like I feel like a big sister to a lot of these lieutenants and captains, and actually like connecting ones that I think would be friends. Or there's a senior lieutenant, she's about to be a captain, who just went through something that a second lieutenant is going through right now, and putting them together. So I'm trying to figure out a way, like I'm really curious in how to start doing that more often now that I have built so many of these relationships and actually seeing who fits well together, because that's the AG side of me too. Like that's the HR talent management side of me. That's like, oh, like these two can really help each other. And the power of these senior lieutenants or captains learning early in their career, the absolute purpose that you feel as a mentor and the selflessness of that. And it kind of softens that extremely competitive thing that we fall into, that masculine energy that we fall into. And I'm not anti-masculine at all, but I think there's a real power in the feminine that makes us unique. And giving that opportunity to these young women who are sometimes craving that feminine side of themselves, and putting them in touch and giving them that opportunity to mentor and to not forget about the ones that are coming up behind you. I think we lose that quite a bit on the women's side of the military. So I'm trying to figure out how to do that and focus on actually connecting people a lot more.
Like we've talked about, right? It's that one hand forward, one hand back, right? You're always trying to continue to gain more, but you also want to make sure you're pulling everyone else ahead of where you're at. And that's what truly forms a community, because if it's just everyone solely dependent on you, that's not a community.
It's not sustainable either. Like, especially as I'm getting more followers, like I just broke 4,000 followers today.
That's awesome.
I know, it's cool. Like, it means that more people are looking at the content or talking about it, you know?
Yeah, it's a KPI, but it's not like what you base everything off of. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I have to look at like more sustainable things.
The other piece too, that was that talent management piece, because of your background in the Army as an AG officer, you're able to kind of recognize some things that people would often overlook. When you do look at connecting people, what's kind of the first thing that you see? Is it shared experience or is it something else?
It's actually like looking at someone for what their style is, what their communication methods are, how they speak, you know, what their posture is through their voice. Like, just trying to get to know the person for who they are outside of even what their goals are, because sometimes you're told what your goals are. So I try to look at somebody through how they emotionally are. That's the kind of cool thing of the page too, is that it's not on an Army platform or anything like that. And when I have these conversations with these younger women, and it's not just the officers, it's NCOs and like junior enlisted too. I really do try to professionally take that big sister role and just actually give them a chance to have somebody listen to them and just listen and get to know who they are or get to know what they're struggling with and get to know their opinions. Not many times their opinions are not asked. So, you know, tell me your perspective or how does that make you feel? And it's like this kind of Army therapist role that really good S1s have. So it's just taking the time to like get to know who that person is outside of the uniform. I don't know what the skill is. I don't know how to define it, but you just know when there's two people that need to be on the court together and like awesome plays are going to happen. And you don't really know why, but you just have that intuition.
That takes time, right? Not only do you have to see who you're talking to and hear them, but you also have to understand yourself, right? Because along the way, there's setbacks, there's failures, but they ultimately lead to a great success. What failure has ultimately led to your greatest success?
This might sound like really emo, but like being let down or being hurt and being like, fuck that. Like, I'm going to not let somebody feel this way. I don't want to be the reason someone feels this way. That's really what motivated me through RASP, through Ranger School, through working at an, you know, infantry units at Ranger Regiment. It's like, I know what it's like to be doubted, and I know what it's like to be poorly treated, not necessarily from the units, but from the military community. And that just really motivated me to be like, I don't want my nieces to feel this. And like, if they go through something like this, then I know exactly how to talk to them and guide them through it. And I just knew there was a bigger purpose than just what the job was that I was going to do. And I think when it comes to failures, like my failures started with my own mental health. And I didn't ask for help. And that's the whole thing behind Balance Your Grit is, I mean, I'm gritty. Like I was extremely focused. Not accomplishing this is not the option. And that is a wonderful thing to have. And you need to have that. Everybody needs to have that. But at some point, you have to take a step back and see, am I taking this too far? Am I losing myself? Like, am I losing my identity? And I started to lose my identity in, I don't know how to say this other than to say it this way, but like, I became so selfless to the point where I lost my sense of self. And I forgot who I was, and I forgot who Sydney was. I forgot what made Sydney Sydney, because I was so focused on fitting in, or so focused on success, or so focused on being one of the guys, or being this certain thing that no one else had been before. So I'm being what I think I need to be, rather than just being myself, especially at regiment. Like, I didn't have a woman there that had been there as long as me. Like once she PCS'd out, so we worked together for maybe about like 6 months or so, and I outranked her as well. So I didn't have that example necessarily on the women's side. And full circle, I lost my sense of self from that selflessness. And especially as a woman, maintaining your identity as a woman and maintaining your femininity. And I'm not just saying femininity as like being soft, being sweet and all of that. Like, that's not what I mean. You know, the teamwork, the empathy, the compassion, the sensitivity, all of those things that make me a woman are important. And I'm proud. I've put a lot of work into getting in touch with that feminine side again and being proud of it, because I neglected a lot of it because I was so focused on what I thought I had to be. And that really led me to my failure, which was my just loss of identity and who Sydney was. That got me in that job in the first place. Like, all of their skills made me a fantastic S1. So it was more of like a personal failure, honestly, like just leaving there not at my best.
Right. But now you know who Sydney is.
100%. And I'm grateful I went through it.
Right. You have a great quote. I think it's something along the lines of like, don't think because you are different or you don't fit a certain mold that you won't fit in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's being true to who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And like figuring that out each day. It's a constant iteration. Like version 1 and version 1,000 yeah. are the same thing. It's just you're constantly making improvements.
Yeah.
So then, Sydney, as we wrap up, how are you better today than yesterday?
Oh, I mean, I'm a lot better. Like, I'm grateful for that entire thing. Like, that's the whole purpose of life, is to like go do hard shit and like figure it out and to experience the lows and the highs. And I think it just makes me a more well-rounded person. It allows me to actually help these women and understand what they're going through, because I've taken a step back and really done that self-work. I don't regret anything. I'm not really ashamed of anything, because I was figuring it out and doing my job really well, really well. So how I'm different now, I mean, I think the second I graduated Ranger School, my life changed. And I'll keep figuring it out, but it's much more fun now being in a mental space where I'm very comfortable being me. I know who I am, and I love exercising my feminine side. And I don't know, like this whole project, everything I'm doing with it is just extremely fulfilling, seeing these younger women just have a chance to listen or learn from us. I didn't have that. And just knowing that I get to give them something that I didn't have it's an amazing feeling, and it brings me a lot of purpose and happiness.
Sydney, where can people go to learn more about you and balancing your grit?
Instagram, balance_your_grit. And it's all right there. I haven't really branched out beyond that yet. And the first 3 posts really explain who I am and what the purpose of the page is. And I pin those at the top. So the first one kind of hits me in the face kind of hard, but I wanted it to be that way. So yeah, the first 3 posts really explain what the whole thing is. And then I have some saved stories as well, like find a mentor. There's a bunch of women who have put themselves out there, explained who they are for, you know, first timers on the page being like, oh, I'm looking for this. And they can find a mentor that way, or just somebody from their own branch.
We'll make sure to link it in the show notes. Sydney, thank you so much for sharing your strategies, your methods, your tactics. And most importantly, thanks for having our 6.
Thank you, son.
Sixers, Bruce Lee said, I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times. I hear that and I think of the team over at Bridgebuild. I own a Phoenix squat rack, and it is the absolute ultimate piece of gym equipment that I have at the house. Heavy duty construction, versatile design, and the ability to fold up for limited space. Not to the wall, not to the floor, you just fold it up on wheels, move it wherever it needs to go. Head over to bridgebuild.com and upgrade your gym today to the Phoenix squat rack. Hey Sixers, did you know the Got Your 6 podcast is now streaming every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern on Wreaths Across America Radio, available on the iHeartRadio app, the Audacity app, and the TuneIn app. Just search the word Wreath. If you got something out of this, be a battle buddy. Share with a friend, pass it along. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, make sure you leave us a review and give us as many stars as you think we warrant, because we love what we do here at the Got Your 6 podcast. We're always adapting and evolving this podcast because of you, the Sixers. And if you're listening on Spotify, hit that follow button. You'll never miss an episode when we drop new ones every Monday.
I don't know what you've been told, Sixers, but the lawyers would like us to remind you that the views, opinions, and comments expressed on the Got Your Six podcast are solely those of the hosts or guests, to include current and previous Department of Defense employees, and should in no way be considered the opinions of or endorsements on behalf of the Department of Defense or any of its components, divisions, contractors, or other current and previous staff members.